Welcome to Back to the Brickyard, your spot for Indianapolis 500 history here at Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Christian Pappy. The 1946 Indianapolis 500 almost did not happen, as the track was in a state of disrepair after being closed during World War II. The greater future of the race was also in question, as owner Eddie Rickenbacker was considering selling the speedway to a land developer. Wilbur Shaw stepped in and introduced Rickenbacker to Terre Haute businessman Anton Holman Jr., who, on November 14, 1945, purchased the speedway for about $700,000. The speedway was opened for practice on May 1, 1946. Highlights of the month of May included a record-breaking qualification run by 50-year-old Ralph Hepburn, who put together a four-lap speed of 133.944 miles per hour in his V8 supercharged Novi Power car. Once again, however, due to the timing of his run, he started 19th, and the pole went to Cliff Bergier with a speed over 7 miles per hour slower. Maury Rose surged from 9th to 1st on the first lap, as several cars shuffled the lead early on. Hepburn was in the lead by lap 12 and led the next 44 laps until a long pit stop dropped him to 13th and put him out of contention. George Robson took the lead and led a total of 138 laps to victory. Robson's car was only the second six-cylinder car to win the race, joining 1911 winner Ray Haroun. No six-cylinder car would win again until Dario Franchitti in 2012. You have been listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Christian Papillon, and I'll catch you the next time we go back to the Brickyard.